You are now listening to the Truth Be Told Show with Brandy Kylie.
What's up, y'all? Thank you so much for tuning into the Truth Be Told podcast. This is the last interview and episode of the Inner Circle series. Who's in your inner circle? Seriously, who's in your inner circle? I hope that the series has been so inspirational for you and you've been able to think about people in your own personal inner circle. Child, I can't talk. Who help you to get a different perspective, level up your life, and who simply push you to go after all of the things that you want to do. That is super important. And not only is it important, it's super powerful. So in this episode, we have my girl, AB, also known as Ashley Brooke James, or AB the Yogi on her social media channels. Ashley and I actually connected via Instagram, believe it or not. And our friendship just kind of blossomed and bloomed from there. But we're going to talk all about that in this episode. But Ashley has been super helpful in terms of helping me come up with different strategies for my business and building my brand, and has been behind the scenes in a lot of these huge moments in my life. I'm oftentimes going to her first, letting her know whatever I'm doing or whatever I have coming up, because I know that she's going to be like, all right, I'm going to tell you the truth. This is whack. Or she's going to be like, okay, this is amazing. And you are too. And this is why. And so I love to run things past her. She has an amazing business sense. She's super keen when it comes to business. She is the co-founder of Triluna Wellness, which is a wellness and event company located in Nashville, Tennessee, which is my hometown. She is one of those people that pull me all the way together. Like, I can literally just sit and listen. One thing that people don't know about me is that I love to learn. So as much as I love to teach different concepts or things that have helped me overcome certain obstacles in my life, whether that be through teaching or mentoring or coaching, I also love to sit and learn. And I like to learn from the best. And so I feel like Ashley is a prime example of learning from the best. And so I'm going to let you just go ahead and get into this interview. Let's go. Per usual, we always start with the question that I ask all of my guests, which is, who are you and what do you do? Let's hear what Ashley has to say.
Well, good morning. I am Ashley Brooke James, born and raised in East Tennessee, hence the accent. I am the co-owner of Triluna Wellness, which is an experiential wellness company. We specialize in three core services, such as movement, like yoga, fitness, health coaching, cooking classes, which we combined into comprehensive wellness curriculum, events, and retreats. I would describe myself, I would use the words that my mom uses to describe myself. I'm a social butterfly. I meet no stranger. I love people. I love making new friends, genuine friendships. Because I've had experience making friends throughout the year, I know what a real friendship looks like. And that's something that I hold near and dear to my heart. My husband is my best friend, literally. We met in 2003. We were the best of friends in college. And he was the guy that your mom is always like, yeah, we're going to end up together. And you're like, no, Mom, we're not. And yes, Mom, we'll get. I'm trying to find things that take me away from my phone and my computer. As you know, being a business owner, that can be like, you can be addicted to your phone and computer and work. I have a passion and love for yoga. I started yoga, it's probably been 8 years now. I got into yoga because of a severe case of migraines. And I was kind of in a lost space at that time too. And I was just trying to search for something. And I really got to know myself, my body. And that's really kind of how Triluna started. Liz and I both knew we wanted more than a yoga studio, and we wanted to use all of our talents and share that and make a really strong community.
Liz is your business partner, correct?
Yes, Elizabeth Moore. She is my business partner. We met in a yoga teacher training in 2017, and we just became really good friends. Out of the group, I would say that we always talk business on the side, and she was on the verge. I had already left corporate America. She was on the verge, and I just basically told her what my husband told me, start to outwork your work. And she did, and she'll tell you she accidentally quit her job, and here we are a year later.
Well, that's the perfect segue into the interview that I wanted to have with you today. So as you know, I have been featuring women from my own personal inner circle who have been influential in helping me to level up my mindset and pull my life together. And you were definitely one of those women, mainly because you kind of acted like a business coach for me, and not acted, act like a business coach for me at times. We have random conversations about just different things that I am doing or want to do in the future, and you give me really good strategy, and it's not even really advice. You're just like, okay, look, this is what you need to do. And a lot of that is, to me, it doesn't come easy to me because I'm more on the creative side, so I can create all day. But then when it's time to execute or market or promote or, you know what I'm saying, all these different types of things that go into it, I'm like, oh, my gosh, I just want to sit back and, like, create. So you kind of helped me get out of my comfort zone and say, okay, B, this is what you need to be doing. You were actually the one who was like, you need to do a workshop. This book is great. Or your word was magic, and you were like, and you need to do a launch, you need to do a workshop, look, you need to find you a place, it doesn't have to be like, and then literally just gave me all of these gems, and because of your suggestion, because of your coaching, that's what I call it, I was like, okay. And what did I do? I got off the phone with you, and I just went and started executing. But that was your strategy, that was your plan. And, you know, when Zach and I were in Jamaica, and I'm just chilling, I'm like, man, I'm in such a good space. I have so much peace. And I was just telling Kim this the other day. I was like, I was thinking that I was going to write and maybe like start writing another book. And I ended up just appreciating the space that I was in. And I thought about the people who contributed to that peace and that happiness in my life. And then I was like, okay, I have to do the Inner Circle series because I'm here in this place, but, and I've done a lot of the work, but if it wasn't for these women taking the time out of their busy schedule and lives to give me something that I didn't ask for, that y'all don't have to give to me, like I would not have, you know, been fully myself and fully capable of those things without y'all. So I thank you so much for that. AB, do you remember how we officially met?
Yeah, on Instagram. honestly, I knew who you were because, I mean, I follow Zach with him being, you know, on the radio and everything locally.
Yeah.
So I've followed him for a while, and, you know, I'm just nosy. Like, you were in the pictures. I was like, oh, she's pretty. And then I started seeing you in the videos, and I'm like, oh, she's funny. And I started following you, and just, I mean, I loved everything that, like, you stood for. I believe in beginning of 2018 is when I started following you. And did you do a rebrand then? And that's when you were really focused on, you know, yeah, I remember all of that because I was going through that as well. And we were kind of on a lot of intentional stuff, like intentional living, you know, intentional mindset. And that's what really kind of drew me to your page and following you and stuff. And then I realized that you were silly like me. And that's when we started sending the ratchet DMs, and I would see you in pictures with mutual friends, and I was like, oh, she's going to be my friend. So here we are.
And here we are.
People can say a lot of things about social media, how it's negative and all of this other kind of stuff, but it also really is a good place to be able to network and meet other like-minded individuals and people. And you really never know who's watching you from the outside. That's why I think it's super important to just be authentic and be yourself as much as possible, because that is the way that you're going to connect people who really resonate with who you are at your core. So let's keep getting into this interview.
But yeah, I do remember the conversation about the book and everything. And honestly, it's, to me, it's natural to share information with women that I want to see thrive. Like I said, I mean, it's been a year now, and I mean, I've just seen your brand, you know, kind of change into this thing that I truly know in my heart could be something that is very large. It could be even global. And like I told you that day, you have something to give, and it's a lot of women who have been following you and watching you for a long time that you don't even realize. And so it's up to you to use that creativity. But with creativity, there has to be order. And with me being the COO of our company, operations and organization,
come on.
Is something that comes just natural to me, because I'm a let's go do it, let's go make this money. You know, so my mentality, and it all comes from my sales background. It comes from having a plan and execution. I'm a firm believer of writing everything down. When I left my corporate job in 2017, I literally wrote out the rest of the year and what I wanted that to look like and what I wanted to accomplish. And I have this journal that I keep, and I go back and I look at everything, and I can mark stuff off. And it's funny because things happen. They don't happen necessarily how I planned them to happen, but they happen. You know, the locations, the things like that. And so that's why I wanted you to be able to manifest that into your life. Like, I'm a firm believer. Write it down. Make it happen.
I don't know if I've told y'all this before, but my husband is a whole journal entry, okay? I clearly remember sitting down and writing out not what I wanted him to look like, not what I wanted him to do as far as a career or occupation. But I wrote out how I wanted to feel in the relationship, how I wanted our chemistry to be. And having a partner that was a friend first was really big for me. That's actually one of the things that I talk about in my book, The Key to Healing: Positive Affirmations, A Guide to Manifesting Your Best Life. I talk about all of these tips in terms of writing things down in your journal, having a reflection, and most importantly, asking the questions that you really need to be asking yourself instead of focusing on material things. Now, trust me, I'm not knocking any of that. The car, the house, the career, all of those things can be important to you. But when it comes to attracting the right person and the right partner, the right opportunities in your life, you need to be able to identify the feeling that you want more than anything. So I absolutely wholeheartedly believe in journaling and writing things down with intention. Let's get back into this interview though. AB is going to talk about creatives and how to not get stuck in creative mode.
And you have so much to give. And I feel like a lot of times creatives get stuck in the creative and they're not able to execute. That's why Liz and I make a wonderful team. Liz is brilliant. She's like one of the smartest people I've ever met in my whole entire life. I learn something from her every single day. But, you know, we got to, like, take some of that. I love all of it. But in order for this to work, like, how do we get it out to the people? How do we say stop, make order of this, and then again, execute and make it something that is not just temporary and trendy, but something that is traditional, classic, and long-lasting. I mean, I'm going to say, I don't know where this came from, but like Angela Bassett, like she's classic. She never goes out of style. Like it's always ever-coming, and it's always evolving. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's important when you create a brand or a company that you think that, and that you don't think temporary, that you're able to look long-term. Like Liz and I have goals written out for 5 to 10 years from now. And I think it's important, if you believe in yourself and believe in your dreams, there has to be some order in that to be able to, again, execute on that.
Woo, preach. I think for a lot of creative, very talented people, this is one thing that holds them back from truly accomplishing all that they want to accomplish. It's not the fact that they lack the creativity or the talent, But as AB is describing here, there has to be some order, and you definitely need to be writing those goals down and writing out a plan on how you are going to reach those goals. It's easy to get caught up in the fun aspect and the things that we like to do, but there's also going to be things that we necessarily don't really like doing that still need to be done. So I think this was a really good conversation to have with AB that helps put things in perspective, not only for you guys listening, but for me as well. What advice would you give someone who's struggling to find that balance of creativity and order?
The first thing, I mean, because I'm a creative too, my mind is always going. You have to get that stuff out. You have to write it down. Like, who cares what kind of order it is on paper, right? So you just have to get it down. I'm talking about everything, not just the creative part, like the money. Write everything down. And then, not to put yourself in a time frame, but you have to be able to execute. And being able to set time and deadlines gives you, in your mind, like, I got to get this done by this. In the next 6 months, I said that I was going to make $100,000. Well, how am I going to get to $100,000? And then you start to work backwards. That's the second thing. So you write down these goals, you write down all these creative things, and then you list them out and you prioritize them and be realistic about it. Like, if you know that you're not going to get $100,000 in 6 months, then don't put that in the 6 months. Put that in the 2 year or the 3 year.
Right.
Write the vision, make it plain. For every great idea, there's another 100 great ideas that have not been executed. You don't want to be that person. Now, that isn't to say that every idea that you have for your business or your brand is going to be one that is a viable one or one that will work. But it is definitely necessary to write everything out and then make sure that you are planning backwards. So once you get all of your ideas out on paper, which is key, I know we love our phones and our notes in our phones and all of that is great. And not saying that you can't use those, but it's still something about putting that pen to that pad that makes a difference. And once you're able to do that, see clearly what your goals are, prioritize them, and then work backwards, then you know, okay, this is what I'm working on. So this is for my moms. This is for my hustlers who are still working a 9-to-5. This is even for people who are like, okay, I'm working a part-time job right now because I'm really putting a lot of effort and time into my business. All of that goes into the same bucket of making sure that you know your game plan and the goals that you're working on. And when you're focused only on you, not on anybody else and what they're doing, then that means that you're tackling those goals and then you're able to assess and see what's working and what isn't working.
In your opinion, how important are relationships, do you think, in business? I went to a conference recently in Chicago. It was called the Boss Conference. I went because, I'm going to just be honest, Beyonce's mom was there. And I was like, okay, I need to go. Mama Tina was there. And I was like, I need to go and be in the presence of my mama. So I went, but I received, and I didn't, oh my gosh, I didn't network. Like, I didn't even tell anybody that I was an author or a podcast host. I literally was just like in the space. And I know.
I'm going to kill you.
You would kill me.
Wait, what?
Like, I didn't even tell anybody that I was an author or a podcast host. I literally was just like in the space.
Imposter syndrome is real. Luckily, I was still able to network and meet some really amazing women who I still communicate with today. We were able to have conversations outside of the conference regarding collaboration, so it all worked out in the end. But that just goes to show, like, a prime example of how we can sometimes be our own worst enemy and get in our own way because we're in our head, we're overthinking. Because I know exactly what I was thinking. I was like, oh my goodness, I don't have business cards. Oh my gosh, my website is not updated. I was thinking about all these different things instead of really thinking about the importance of meeting people and, you know, cultivating these relationships for a later date. Next, I'm going to ask AB about her opinion on the importance of relationships in business, and if that's something that people need to be paying attention to.
Do you think that relationships are important, or like what has helped you grow your business?
Relationships are key. Surround yourself with people that are going to elevate you, right? So mm-hmm. if you're the smartest one in your circle and you're always giving and giving the advice and doing all these things, then it's time for you to go to another circle. Not saying you're leaving the circle, but you're trying to elevate, right? I feel like it's nothing more than surrounding yourself with powerful women. Women mm-hmm. that have, you know, started businesses, women who have sold businesses, women. I mean, there's so many podcasts out there, too, if you don't have direct relationships with these women, but they're everywhere. My husband says I'm on this whole woman's power thing right now, but I am, because we are so talented, so smart, and when we all come to the table and just talk about things, you can walk away with so many things. So it is very important to have people.
Not only is it important to have people, it's important to have your people. So I remember when I was first starting out, just gathering information. I was a new mom and I was like, man, I really want to have a business and create something that I can be able to do from home so I could spend more time with my daughter. And boy, has this journey been a long one, because so many things have happened in between that. Life happens, right? And I knew at the time, especially, I did not have the money to invest in these coaches. They were charging like $1,000.